Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were taught that the phrase, "we know," is used six times in 1 John chapter 5. Let's start at that thought today.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Now, we not only see that first word, overcometh, in verse 4 of our text, but then we see overcometh. It comes up two more times here in verses 4 and 5. The second, third, overcometh. He says, verse 4 now, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. So now we're having a double overcometh. Okay? It's in the present tense, the present future tense, the present future case in Greek. That simply means this, that instead of saying the Christian is conquering in this ongoing fight, it is saying the Christian has conquered. He has conquered because the triumph is assured. How? Hallelujah. By faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Isn't that great? We overcome by faith. Not by our own wisdom, not by our own counsel and strength. You can be victorious in this life. Why? Because God doesn't lie, and he says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You know, I can do all things. That word do is an interesting Greek word as well, because it has a threefold definition. One is, as it's rightly translated here, do, but another one is, I can be. And another one is, I can endure. That same Greek word encompasses all three of those things. I can do, I can be, and I can endure all things. But I can only do it through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We overcome by faith. Faith is the victory that overcometh the world. Now, I find it's also interesting, the words back up in verse 2. We know, okay? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. We know. Six times the phrase "we know" is used in this last chapter of the book of 1 John. We know because Jesus Christ is who he is. If we cannot trust his word, we're doomed for failure, and without Christ, you're doomed for hell. But we do trust his word as Christians, should, and therefore live by that word. Act upon it. It is how we know we overcome. It's how we know we will not fail. You see, obedience to God does not lie. The God who does not lie, obedience to him, and because he says that faith is the victory that overcomes the world, you know that you can, at the end of this life, when you appear before God, appear with confidence instead of being ashamed at his appearing, 1 John 2:28. But what do we overcome? You ever thought about it? What is it we overcome? What's the world? It's the world system. It's the philosophy and morals and the recreation with all of its nude dancing and dancing in churches. It's rock and roll and everything that stirs the most base instincts of the fallen nature. Trying to religiousize it or just living that way regardless and saying, okay, church is one life and the rest of the time is another life. Look, you overcome the world system, philosophy of its morals, its recreation, and its living of life through the Word of God. You see, Satan's goal is to ruin the Christian life or to make his testimony ineffective. Each week that passes in which we do not witness or invite someone to God's house is a week in which we fail God. Have tracts. Give them out to others. As I said to my church people here the other day, we don't have 1 in 10 saved on visitation. Oh, no. No. The percentage is very low of those that actually get saved. But they that turn many to righteousness. See, when you witness to somebody, you're turning them to righteousness. They decide by either accepting or rejecting it whether they get saved or not. Because Christ said, whosoever cometh to me, he would in no wise cast out. He'd save him. Whosoever will, let him come drink of the water of life freely. How many times he have to say whosoever for it to be for whosoever? And so, ours is to turn them, as Daniel chapter 12, verse 3 says, to righteousness. And if we do, we'll shine as the stars forever. In other words, we'll be right there in God's glory with him instead of being saved so as by fire and ashamed at his appearing. See, Satan's going to try to extinguish the fires of evangelism. He wants to extinguish the fires of holiness, the love of the brethren, faithfulness, contentment in God's will and work, and even your lot in life. And should I even add that contentment with the service he's given you to do? If he gave the work, it's not little. You say, I think maintenance, I think working in a nursery, I think this, that, it's not that great a deal. God gave it to you to do. That's the greatest thing that you can do in your entire lifetime, doing what God gave you to do. The church at Ephesus lost here. The Bible clearly says that they left their first love in Revelation chapter 2. Now, people there, that church, they gave, they had standards. But friend, even in that time, those people, they got self-righteous. They got lazy. They left that first love of trying to reach souls and because of that, they looked down their nose and they didn't want certain people in their church. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 2 through 5, we find a very interesting passage there. There he says, I told you before and foretell you as if I were present the second time. And being absent now, I write unto them which are heretofore have sinned, and to all others, that if I come again, I will not spare. Since ye seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you word is not weak, but mighty in you. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God for you. Examine yourselves. Whether ye be in the faith, prove. Test. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves? How that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. Now, you've heard me on this broadcast perhaps a number of times. And you've heard other preachers. And sometimes these verses I just read are used out of context because most of them emphasize verse 5 telling you to make sure that you're saved. But he mentions he's not speaking of those who have sinned. He is talking of saved people. When he mentions the crucifixion and our own weakness, that we live by the power of God. That is, if we are going to live rightly, the only way we can do that is to live by the power of God. Christ in us, the hope of glory. And that ties right in with another passage in the Bible in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, where he says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Oh my goodness. He says, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. But see, I'm dead with Christ, risen to walk in newness of life. Praise the Lord for that. The life I live now is not by my strength, it's by the faith of the Son of God. I live it through Christ. That is the goal for every believer. As you are listening to this broadcast, if you're sitting there under the sound of my voice, this is for you. This is for me. He mentions not sparing those who have sinned. He's talking of saved people. We are to examine ourselves, prove ourselves to see if you are in the faith. In other words, are you living according to the Word of God? Those sound doctrines of God's holy Word, are you living by that? Or are people having more influence and power, are friends having more influence and power over you than the Word of God? You see, most people look at faith as something, if I believe it hard enough, it will happen. That's not Bible faith. Bible faith is accepting what it says is true and acting upon it, even if it will bring persecution, even rejection by friends, family, and associates. One of the things that I pray and I ask people, and I'd even ask you right now, make sure you pray this. I'd like you to pray for this for me daily. That is that I would have utterance and boldness. The Apostle Paul asked for that same request. Utterance is when I preach the Word of God or teach it, and the Holy Ghost being the power in my voice that holds their attention and takes that message home to their heart, so that they cannot be indifferent. When he gives me utterance, it means that people cannot be indifferent to the preached and taught truth of the Word of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.